We're going to learn Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding toward the bottom of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We are at Tanu Rabbanan, in the second wide line on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So we had mentioned that you're not allowed to build a gardum together with an Ovid Chacham. So the Gemara is going to bring a story where Rabbi Elazar where they brought Rabbi Eliezer up to a gardum to be done him, to judge him. So that's one of the reasons, that's the reason you're not allowed to build it, because a Jew might get judged there and might get killed there. So Tan Rabbanan, Kishenitfas Rabbi Elazar Leminus, when the Minim arrested Rabbi Eliezer to force him to do Avodah Zarah and deny the entire Torah, Heluhu Lagardum, they brought him to a place where they usually deal with Dinei Nefashos, Lidon, to judge him on the to try to get him killed for the fact that he was teaching Torah and learning Torah. Amar lo osa hegmon zaket shukamoscha yasuk b'tvarim b'telim halalu. So a certain hegmon, a certain official officer said to him that a zaken like you is engaged in such dvarim b'telim like Torah. Amar lo neman alai hadayin. So Rabbi Elazar responded, I trust the judge. Kasavar osa hegmon alavu omer. That officer thought he was talking about him. You trust me. But what Rabbi Elazar meant was, I trust the Dayan HaEmes, I trust the Ribbono Shel Olam, that everything is going to be the way it should be. Amar lo ho ve'emanta alecha dimus patrata. Since you showed this great trust in me, we're now letting you off the hook. Kishabala Beso, when Rabbi Elazar went back home, Nichnas Talmidav Atzal Nachmo, his Talmidim came to be Menachim him, to comfort him, because of this whole event, V'l'kibel of Tanchumin, and he would not accept any sort of comfort. Amalo Rabbi Akiva said to him, Rabbi, Tarsheni Lomar Dover Echad, Mimashali Maditani, allow me to say something that you taught me. Amalo Emor, so Rabbi Elazar says, okay, speak. Amalo Rabbi, Shema Minos Baliyadcha, maybe you had some sort of Minos V'hin Acha, and some issue related to Minas, related to Apikorsos, and you thought that it was nice, that it was good, you derived pleasure from it, Valovnit Fasta, and because of that you were arrested. Amarlo Akiva his Kartarni. So he says, oh, Akiva, you reminded me. Pamachasisi Mahalik Bashokalion Shal Tsipori. One time I was traveling in the upper market of Tsipori, Matsasi Echad Yaakov Ish Kfar Schanya Shema, and I found a certain Apikores, and his name was Yaakov Ish Kfar Schanya. Amar li kasub taraschem, and he challenged me. He said to me, it says in the Torah, lo savi esnan zona, that you're not allowed to use esnan zona payment for a prostitute in the Beis Hamikdash. So ma'u lasos him in a Beis Hakise l'Kohen Gadol? Can they use esnan zona to pay for a Beis Hakise for the Kohen Gadol? Lo amarti lo klum, and I didn't say anything to him. So Yaakov ish kfar schanya, amar li, he said to me, kach limdeni, it says, this is what you taught me. It says in Micha, that the Navi compares all the matanos that the Jewish people gave to Avodah Zarah to an esnan, and it says that all the kesef and zav that was gathered together from what the Bnei Yisrael gave to Avodah Zarah, the enemies will come and they'll take it and they'll give it to their Avodah Zarah. So from that pasuk we learn that things that are given as esnan mimakom hatinofes ba'u lemakom hatinofes yelchu, that they came from a dirty place and they're going to end up in a dirty place, and they should end up in a dirty place. So you see from there apparently that esnan zona can go to a beis hakisei. So hinania davar, and vehinania davar, says, I chapt hanoah from that drasha ali dezen it fasti leminos, and that must be why I was arrested by the apikorsim. So varti al pi al mashak Torah, and I violated what it says in the Torah. Harchek me'aleha darkecha zu minus val tikra val pesach besa zu harshus. That you should, those who corrupt the Torah, you should stay far away from, and you should stay away from the government officials who try to kill people to take their money. V'ikada amri, and some dash in the pasuk harchek me'aleha darkecha zu minus v'harshus and val tikra val pesach besa zu zona. That's a reference to a zona. Amar of Chista v'kama, how far do you have to stay away from a zona? Amar of Chista arba amos, at least 4 amos away. So Gemara explains what the Rabbanan learned from the pasuk of kimeas non zona kavtza, meaning it's obviously not what this apikoris learned from it. The Rabbanan who don't learn that what Yaakov ish kfar schanya learned from this pasuk kimeas non zona. So what do they learn from it? Hi meas non zona, my darshibei. So but Rav Chista, they darshan like Rav Chista. Rav Chisda called Zona Sheniskeres Lebesov He Socheres. Any Zona that is hired for her services ultimately is going to hire other people to commit Zinus with her. Shenemar Obesite Chesn Ve'asal Lanitelach Vati Lehepech. So now the Gemara explains Rav Chisda that you have to stay away from an Isha Zona by four Amos, that's really Machlokas. So Pligad Rabbi Pedas. Rav Chisda, who says to stay away four Amos from the door of a Zona, is in disagreement with Rabbi Pedas. That the Torah only answers in Arayos, coming close to Gilei Arayos, meaning actual Tashmish, not going near the door of a Zona. Ula, ki have a Asimi Bei Rav, when Ula would come from the Beis Medrash, have a Benashik Lula Achteh Bei Yodaihu, he would kiss his sisters on the arms. Ra'amila Bei Chadaihu, and some say he would kiss them on the neck. Pligadide Adide, and this is a contradiction, it's a self contradiction. Damar Ula, Kreva Bi Alma Asr, Mishom Lechle Chamer Nazir, Schor Schor, the Carmelo Sikrav. That Ula himself holds that any sort of Kreva with Arayos is Asr, just like we tell a Nazir to stay far away from a vineyard because we don't want him in a dangerous situation, in a spot where he couldn't violate an Isser. So Ula himself holds that you're not allowed to have any sort of kreva with Arayos. So I guess main point over here was Reb Lazar was nitfas laminos because he got hana'a from the drasha that a certain apikores made about Esnan Zona. Okay, and once the Gemara brought the issue of Minos and Rashus, so the Gemara is going to bring another drasha on a related topic. Pasuk says in Mishlei, La Aluka Shtevnos Hav. So the Gemara says, My Hav. What is this unusual lashon of Hav? So I'm Marukva, Kol Shtevnos Shetzakos Migehenim. It's the voice of two girls that are crying out from Gehenim because of their great suffering. Va'omros Ba'olmazeh Havehaveh, Umanin Hu Minos Farashus. And they say, Nolomazeh Havehaveh, and who are these two girls? They are Minus, it brings about people to have Avodah Zarah, and Rashus, that says bring money for the king. Ikad Amri, some say, Amr of Chista Amr Marukva, Kol Gehenim Tzoekes Valmeres Hevili Shtei Banos Shetakos Omros Valmazeh Havehaveh. That it's Gehenim that's crying out and saying, bring me these two forces, the force of Minus and the force of Rashus. Kol Be'elo Yeshuvin V'yasigu Orchos Chayim. Those who are connected to Minos are never going to be able to do tshuva. They're never going to be able to achieve the path of life. Well, if they don't do tshuva, obviously, how could they possibly get Orchos Chaim? What's the pasuk teaching me? This is what it's saying. Vim yashuvu lo yasigu Orchos Chaim. That if they do tshuva, they're not going to achieve the path of life in Olam Hazeh because they're going to die from great tsar of trying to overcome their Yetzer Hara. Meaning they're going to be so attached to the Aveira that they do that overcoming the Yetzer Hara is simply going to kill them. So the Gemara says, "Lameimer to call a parish minos mayus." Does that mean that anyone who abandons a life of minos is going to die? There was a woman that came to Rav Chisda va'amra lei, and she said to him, "Kala shabakalos asabna katan mibna hagadol." The smallest avero that I've done of all my averos is that I allowed my older son to have bio with me, and that's how my younger son was born. And she's coming to Rav Chisda to do tshuva. Va'amar lo Rav Chisda tarchula bezavdasa. Prepare the tachrichim because this woman is going to die. V'lo mesa, but she didn't die. So the Gemara says mituka amra kalos shabekalos asa mechlal deminas nami havyaba. Now if that was the smallest of her Averos, obviously she was a min as well, and nevertheless, when she did tshuva, she did not die. So the Gemara answers, "Hahu delo hadraba shapir umishum hachi lo mesa." Nah, she didn't really do a proper tshuva. That's why she didn't die. But someone who's really attached to minos and does a proper tshuva will die from the heartache that the tshuva involves. Ika da amri, and some have the conversation as follows: Miminos in me'avera lo, that the diuk should be someone who's porish from minus will die, but someone who's porish from erva will not die. V'ha ha'hidasai kamei d'Rav Chista v'amla Rav Chista zavidu la zavdasa umesa. But didn't this story happen where a woman came and she had the sin of erva, and Rav Chista said, you better prepare the tachrich and she's going to die. So don't you see, it's not just minus, it's even erva that doing tshuva from will kill a person. So the Gemara's answer is, no, in addition to the Avera of Arayos, she also was a min. And that's why he assumed that she was going to die. So says Gemara, me Avera lo, is being purished from Avera not something that's going to kill a person? Vatanya, but we have a braisa, Amra lo v'al Reb Elazar ben Dordaya. They tell the famous story of Reb Elazar ben Dordaya, shelo iniach zona achas ba'olam shelo ba'alel, that there wasn't a single zona in the world that he didn't have beer with. One time he found out about a certain zona in a certain distant location, and he put together the money to pay her for her fee. And he traveled a great distance over seven rivers just to be with this woman. And when he was starting to have tashmish with her, she passed gas. Amran, she said, that just like the gas that I just passed will never come back into my body, so too Rav Elazar ben Dordaya is never going to be able to do tshuva. Halach v'yasha ben shnei harim gavos, that shook him up a little bit, so he went and he sat between two mountains. Amar harim gavos bikshu alei rachamim. He said, let the mountains, let the valleys be mevakish rachamim for me. Amar lo, they said, ad sha'anu mevakshim alecha nevakish al atmenu. Before we could be mevakish rachamim for you, we have to be mevakish rachamim for ourselves. Shnemar ki aharim yamushu v'agvaos timutena. Amar shamayim v'aretz bikshu alei rachamim. He said, okay, let shamayim and aretz be mevakish rachamim for me. Amru ad sha'anu mevakshim alecha nevakish al atmenu. Before being mevakish rachamim for you, we have to be mevakish rachamim for ourselves. Shnemar ki shamayim ka'ashim Gemalu va'aretz kabegetichle, that the shemayim will disappear like smoke, and the aretz will get worn out like a beged. Amar chamel levana bikshu alei rachamim. He said, let the sun and the moon be mevakish rachamim. Amar lo ad shanu mevakshim alecha nevakish al azmenu. We got enough of our own problems. Shenemar the chafra halavana uvosha hachama, that the sun and the moon aren't really so safe either. So amar kuchav. So he said, let the kochavim and the mazalos, let the stars and the constellations daven for me. Amrlo ad shanu mevakshim alecha nevakesh al atzmenu. Shenemar v'nemaku kol tzva hashamayim. We have our own problems. So amar ein adavit talui elabi. He finally came to the recognition, if I want to do tshuva, it's all up to me. He niach rosha ben birkov. He put his head between his knees. V'ga'a b'b'chiyah, and he cried out ad shiyatsa neshmasa, until he died. Yatsa baskal yamra Reb Elazar ben Dordaya. And the Baskel came out and said that Reb Elazar ben Dordaya is headed to Olam Haba. V'ahacha ba'aveira hava umis. And yet, don't you see over here, Reb Elazar ben Dordaya, what was he doing tshuva from? Not minus, he was doing tshuva from Arayos, and he died. Hasamnami kibin davik beituva kiminus damya. Yeah, but if a person is so connected to an aveira, whatever the aveira might be, that becomes like minus, and one dies from the agony of doing tshuva. Bacha Rebbe v'amar yesh kon. So Rebbe cried out and he said, sometimes a person can be kona his world in many years, and sometimes he acquires his world in just a matter of moments. Not only does the Baal Tshuva get accepted, but that ultimately he's called Rebbe, because the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya is about this fellow who was sleeping with every woman for most of his life, and nevertheless, he's still called Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya. So the main point over here is that the Gemara says that doing proper tshuva from minus can kill a person, and any other avera that you're totally connected to, like Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya was to Arayos, is like minus and can also kill a person. Okay, so we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up at the very bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph next time.